Holy Gospel according to Matthew, the 18th chapter. Glory to you, O Lord. Peter came and said to Jesus, "Lord, if another member of the church sins against me, how often should I forgive? As many as seven times?" Jesus said to him, "Not seven times, but I tell you 77 times. For this reason, the dominion of heaven may be compared to a king who wished to settle accounts with his slaves. When he began the reckoning, one who owed him 10,000 talents was brought to him, and as he could not pay, his lord ordered him to be sold, together with his wife and children and all his possessions, and payment to be made. So the slave fell on his knees before him, saying, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you everything.' And out of pity for him, the lord of that slave released him and forgave him the debt. But that same slave, as he went out, came upon one of his fellow slaves who owed him 100 denarii. And seizing him by the throat, he said, 'Pay what you owe.' Then his fellow slave fell down and pleaded with him, 'Have patience with me, and I will pay you.' But he refused. Then he went and threw him into prison until he would pay the debt. When his fellow slaves saw what had happened, they were greatly distressed, and they went and reported to their lord all that had taken place. Then his lord summoned him and said to him, 'You wicked slave, I forgave you all that debt because you pleaded with me. Should you not have had mercy on your fellow slave as I had mercy on you?' And in anger, his lord handed him over to be tortured until he would pay his entire debt. So my heavenly Father will also do to every one of you if you do not forgive each other from your heart." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, O Christ. Please be seated. Dear friends, in case you haven't noticed, school is in session. Amen? I'm not sure how many of our Harvard students took first day of school photos this week, but all of my friends who have younger school-age children have been using social media to post many photos of their kids in their first day of school outfits, most of them grimacing or rolling their eyes. And then the parents have been posting, lamenting about the passage of time and how big the kids are getting and how old we are getting. Those first day of school photos seem really important, right? Especially in this time when we are all still recovering a bit from the pandemic type of school, the online type of school that we all had to live through. I wonder if any of you remember your first day of school outfits. I remember one because I wore it for fourth and fifth grade. Both first day of schools, I wore the exact same outfit. Remember, this was the 1970s. I wore a jean skirt and wooden clogs and a bright green t-shirt that said Carrie across the front in rainbow letters, and then it had a treble clef because I love music. I also remember, though, that I've completely forgot the picture day for my younger son when he was in preschool in Waco, Texas. Now, to be fair, it was a busy time. I was in grad school. My spouse at the time was in grad school. Our older kid was in kindergarten, and I was teaching music at that school. There was a lot going on. So still, I probably should have remembered that it was picture day, but I didn't. And so my child went to school in his favorite outfit that he would have worn every day of the week if I had given them the chance. And it was a Bob the Builder tank top and Bob the Builder shorts and Bob the Builder sandals. Does anyone remember Bob the Builder? Bob the Builder said, "Can we fix it? Yes, we can." That was his motto. And he headed out for that day for picture day in head-to-toe Bob the Builder gear, and also there definitely had not been a bath for several days, and his hair showed that fact. And so when I picked him up from school at the end of the day and he said, "Mommy, it was picture day," I said, "Oh." Truly, I didn't know what to do with my face, and I said, "Oh, that's great." And then I thought, is this really how we want to immortalize this part of my parenting career? Yes, it is. And I paid all of the money for all of the pictures, and I still have that magnet hanging in my house today. The point is, sometimes we forget things. Sometimes we forget even significant things, critical things. And so this morning I want to talk about how easy it is to forget to bless God and to praise God. You know, when we're navigating constant weather crises and natural disasters, trying to make sense of constant political dramas and disasters, worrying about the next stage of the ongoing COVID pandemic, trying to register for classes and, more importantly, trying to pay for them, all of this takes up so much space in our minds, in our bodies, in our souls. The current reality of the world today takes so much space up in us, in fact, that some days it's just enough to remember for me that when I walk out the door, I need to pick up my keys and put one foot in front of the other and do what's needed for that day. And so I love that today's psalm begins with the words, "Bless the Lord, O my soul, bless the Lord." Some biblical commentators describe this as the psalmist's outburst of joy, a wow moment, as if the psalmist just couldn't help himself. Oh, everything is so wonderful. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. And I get it, I've had those moments. You maybe have too, when you couldn't do anything but say, oh, thank you, God. Thank you for this moment. But I'm not sure that that's exactly what this psalm is. I kind of think that this is the psalmist reminding herself, I need to bless the Lord. I need to thank God for this day. It feels like a little bit of a kick in the pants, like a reminder to say, oh yeah, bless the Lord for this day. It makes me think of, you know, in the early days of the pandemic, maybe you had this too. I had a little basket of paper masks at the front door, right? And I would walk out and I would say, oh yeah, right, I need to grab that mask. That's what this feels like to me. Oh yes, remember, bless the Lord. Bless you, God. Thank you, God. And some days, just saying those words is all I've got. I mean, some days it's, I got up this morning, God. That's what I've got to give you today. Thank you, God, that I got up. And still the psalmist says, bless the Lord, O my soul. What are you doing in your life to remember to bless God? What are you doing? Maybe you're growing some things or harvesting some things at this season. Maybe you're napping a lot so that your body is refreshed for what comes tomorrow. Maybe you're reading scripture diligently or reading novels. Maybe you're walking in nature and appreciating the cooler weather, or singing, as our choir is doing, or using your body to run in the streets of the city. If you are, like me, sometimes struggling to bless God for this moment in life or this moment in the world, know that you are not alone. Know that the psalmist was also there with you, reminding herself, bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord. Let's go back to Psalm 103, in fact. The psalmist is talking to himself or herself. And yes, I agree, we need to be reminded. Yes, Lord, help me to remember to bless you. You, the creator of all things, the foundation of the world, the love that holds everything together. But I think if we just focused on those words, it would be like reading the first words of a haiku. You know, you don't get the whole story. You can't stop in a poem with the first words. There's more to come. And in fact, if we stop at verse 13, as the lectionary authors want us to, we miss the very next one, verse 14, which says, "For you know well how we are formed. You remember we are but dust." You remember, God. The Creator knows how you were made. The Creator remembers that you are dust. The most important part of this is that the Creator remembers you. Now, we don't often like to remember that we are dust. We do it maybe once a year on Ash Wednesday, right? When we are marked with ashen crosses on our forehead in preparation for Lent. We remember sometimes at funerals when in some traditions a handful of dirt is scattered on the grave and the presider speaks the word, ashes to ashes, dust to dust. But on most days, we don't think about our dustiness, our ashiness, our earthiness, our createdness. Theologian Walter Brueggemann says we all suffer from a kind of collective amnesia. We humans forget our creatureliness. In other words, we forget that we are created beings, and so we begin to think that we are more powerful than God, more powerful than we are. The thrill of that sense of power starts to make us think that we can take whatever we want from others. We start to believe that we can take our neighbor's things, our neighbor's freedoms, our neighbor's future, even our neighbor's lives, because we forget where we came from. We forget whose we are. We forget that we, just like all of our neighbors, are dust. And the Lord does not allow us to forget. The psalmist does not allow us to forget. Our Creator God remembers you and knows you and loves you, even when you have sinned, even when you and I have failed to love perfectly, even when we have failed to love ourselves. God the Creator forgives us and heals us, does not hold grudges, but crowns us with steadfast love and mercy. Because we know Christ crucified and risen, we know that our sins are not remembered, but that the Triune God remembers us and who we are and who God has created us to be. In the Romans text for today, the Apostle Paul reminds us, we do not live to ourselves and we do not die to ourselves. If we live, we live to the Lord, and if we die, we die to the Lord. So then, whether we live or whether we die, we are the Lord's. For to this end, Christ died and lived again, so that he might be Lord of both the dead and the living. In life and in death, in times of pandemic and panic, and in times of peace, at the beginning of life and at the end of days, we are the Lord's. And the Creator God remembers this and knows this, even when we can barely believe it. And so, dear people, I want us to go out into the world today with Psalm 103 in our bodies and on our lips. Bless the Lord, O my soul. Bless the Lord with prayer. Bless the Lord with art. Bless the Lord with music. Bless the Lord with food, joyfully prepared and shared. Bless the Lord with bright colors. Bless the Lord with acts of kindness and hospitality. Bless the Lord with a cup of tea poured for a friend. The poet Mary Oliver, who would have turned 88 this past week, blessed God and the world with many words. And these words of hers seemed this week to be related to Psalm 103. Here are the words of Mary Oliver. I worried a lot. Will the garden grow? Will the rivers flow in the right direction? Will the earth turn as it was taught? And if not, how shall I correct it? Was I right? Was I wrong? Will I be forgiven? Can I do better? Will I ever be able to sing? Even the sparrows can do it, and I am, well, hopeless. Is my eyesight fading, or am I just imagining it? Am I going to get rheumatism, lockjaw, dementia? Finally, I saw that worrying had come to nothing, and I gave it up and took my old body and went out into the morning and sang. I gave it up and I sang. Bless the Lord, dear people, for God remembers you and your life and your family. The Lord remembers. Let us pray. O God, we pray to remember that we are dust and that you love dust. We pray for voices to sing your praise even in difficult times. We pray for those who simply cannot summon their voices this day, that we may sing for them. We give you thanks for creating us, for loving us, for sustaining us. Most of all, we thank you for forgiving us through the death and resurrection of Jesus, our brother. May we forgive as we have been forgiven. We bless you, O God. We praise you. We love you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.